Recent rains have made this the wettest spring New Mexico has had in years. That's good news for the drought, but stormwater can also wash dangerous levels of pollution into the Rio Grande. And as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, there's a lot we don't know about what pollution in the river means for public health.
It's a peaceful scene on the banks of the Rio Grande south of Albuquerque. Ducks paddle on the slow-moving current, the breeze rustles the willows at the water's edge. But not all is well with the river, says Rich Schrader of the conservation group River Source. He's out analyzing water samples with students, and there have been some troubling results, mainly the turbidity or murkiness of the water.
What we found today is at Rio Rancho, the turbidity was about 60 NTUs, and down here it was 143 NTUs. That's almost a threefold increase in the cloudiness of the water. So there's got to be some sources of increased turbidity between here and the south side of Albuquerque.
The most likely culprit? Water from rainstorms and melting snow flowing into tributaries around the Rio Grande, picking up sediment, farm fertilizers, bacteria, and whatever else, and washing it all into the river. Pretty much the entire stretch of the Rio Grande running through New Mexico is in violation of water quality standards for things like E. coli contamination, PCBs, even radioactivity in the water. And most of that pollution gets washed into the river during storms, like the unusually strong rains that hit Albuquerque in early May.
So this is the spot where the Tijeras Arroyo empties out into the Rio Grande. And it stopped raining about an hour ago, but it's still running about 15 feet across with lots of garbage coming through. There goes a sawhorse from a lumberyard, some 2x4s, and there's a paint can. There's a big gulp. There's a lot of foam and tumbleweeds.
This kind of pollution is enough of a concern for water managers that cities like Albuquerque and Santa Fe shut off drinking water intakes from the river during big rains to keep contaminants out. And there's good reason to avoid the river after storms, according to a recent report by the U.S. Geological Survey. Researchers there found high levels of E. coli in Albuquerque's stormwater, as well as chemicals called PAHs that have been linked to cancer. They also found that levels of suspended solids, phosphorus, and bacteria are higher in Albuquerque's storm runoff than in much larger cities like Denver and Phoenix.
There is a standard. It's violated every time it rains.
That's Bruce Thompson, professor of civil engineering at the University of New Mexico. He says a lot of pollution probably comes from natural sources like bacteria from animals and metals in the soil, but people in the city are contaminating stormwater too. The problem is the pollution varies so much from storm to storm that researchers haven't been able to figure out where it's coming from.
One storm, the water quality is really poor. The contaminants are sky high. The next storm, it's really good. It doesn't make any sense.
Part of what makes understanding stormwater contamination so hard in New Mexico is that 93% of the tributaries and streams in the state have not been assessed for pollution by environmental officials. That's led to a lot of mysteries in terms of what kind of pollution is coming from where. And Rachel Kahn of the river watchdog group Amigos Bravos says what has been measured shows some concerning results.
More than half of the assessed streams are showing up not meeting one or more of the standards that apply to them. So we do have a large water quality problem here in New Mexico.
The New Mexico Department of Health has not studied what the impacts of this pollution might be. To make things even more complicated, many of the state's streams and tributaries are not covered by the Federal Clean Water Act, but that might be changing soon. This week, the EPA announced a new rule that it says will protect more streams and prevent pollution in drinking water sources like the Rio Grande. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.